Here we are, just days away from the 2021 session, one that's full of uncertainty compared to past years. Never a dull moment in Alaska politics. Maybe that's why it's often called Alaska's favorite sport. Certainly, during the legislative season, it becomes more of a spectator sport. And this year promises to be better than ever for viewing the legislature in session. There is a new robotic camera system in place at the state capitol. And I talked with KTOO's TV production manager, Miko Wilson, about that. And yes, it is a dream come true, but also maybe a bit of a nightmare when it comes to installing the equipment on a very tight timeline.
Yeah, we've put a lot of work into improving the product for our Gavel Alaska program. And it's, you know, a big part of it is just really making the quality better and being able to cover more things in the Capitol as well, because we can move quicker from room to room as necessary.
So what are Gavel to Gavel fans going to notice right off the bat?
Well, there's a lot of differences in this project. You know, since we started doing Gavel Alaska in 1994, we've always worked with one camera in each meeting room, move those cameras around from room to room. And now we have these robotic cameras, which has three or four cameras in each room. And that allows us to see everyone's face, which is kind of the biggest thing we get to see. And it's in high definition, so the picture quality itself is better. And also we have direct tie-ins to the computers in some of the rooms for PowerPoint, which means that we're doing less pointing cameras at screens and getting a direct feed of that as well. So just overall, the visual quality of the product should get much better. And then also, because we don't have to physically move equipment from room to room between meetings, it means that we can jump from one place to another a lot faster. And so we should be able to cover hopefully more meetings as well, depending on how the session schedule plays out.
Years ago, I happened to come across a videotape of a man named Robert Walpe, and he was head of a technology office in Jay Hammond's administration. And he talked about something like this. And people at the time thought it was pretty far-fetched. And so here we are today. One of the things in his vision was that people would be able to interact. And I'm curious, with Zoom now in most people's mix of daily life, would people be able to, for example, testify from another part of the state and not be on the phone, but be on Zoom?
That's not directly part of this project per se, but the connections to the Capitol, and there's the initial project that we're rolling out now with getting the robotic cameras into the rooms, but the underlying infrastructure certainly allows for a lot more things like that. This project was conceived about 3 years ago in its current incarnation, and we got the go ahead in December of 2019. So we've been working on this before COVID. And so we've made some adjustments along the way as we're going. And there might be some little tie-ins to the video conferencing stuff as we go here. And kind of as we learn and see how it all plays out, there may be some more of that coming in the future as well.
So how unprecedented is a project like this as far as Alaska broadcasting goes? I mean, I can't remember TV stations having a system like this that's operated, what, about a mile away from the location that you're bringing in video feeds?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting project in that sense. You know, we were one of the first states to cover the state legislature on television. And now we are one of the last states to move from manual, if not the last state to move from manual cameras to remotely operated cameras robotically. And so a lot of places use similar technologies. And of course, as our world gets more connected, the idea of controlling something at a distance is no longer that foreign of an idea. But in Alaska, it's pretty rare to do full productions like this. We've worked with a number of partners to get fiber optic connections between our studio building, where our control rooms are, and the Capitol building itself to really allow us the high-speed connections it takes for something like this.
So give me a list of the particulars of what's involved. Like, what kind of equipment has been installed? How many cameras? All those kind of things.
Yeah, so the project is a joint project with the Legislative Affairs Agency's Legislative Information Office, who handles their in-house web streaming. And they've had a set of robotic cameras in the Capitol for about 12 years now. And those were getting
to it.
Well, they had very different coverage. You know, their angles were very limited. They were, you know, pretty high on the ceiling, and their cameras never moved. So it was kind of a security camera type view. It was a lot of it was a way to kind of just see what's going on in the meeting and to be able to hear the meeting, which, of course, the audio record is very important. And so we proposed with them that, hey, their cameras are getting old. We'd like to go to robotics as well. And so this is a shared group of cameras that are actually owned by the legislature. And then we have access to them to produce Gavel. And so there are 39 cameras total in the project at this point, though we might find a use for some of those old cameras that are coming out and put them in some less critical positions. It's actually 1 mile and 10 feet of fiber optic cable from our studio up to our main connection point in the Capitol. I ordered about just a little over 2 miles of coax cable to connect the cameras to that fiber optic system. And not all of it's in yet, but a lot of it is.
You've been under a very tight deadline to get this installed. Tell me about the logistics of your team and also the challenges of COVID in putting together a project like this.
Yeah, COVID has made this considerably harder than it normally would be. Typically, you would have a team of engineers, team of people kind of working on all these bits, and you could go meet with people in person. And as COVID has tended to do, just working in pandemic, things take longer than you think, and you have to do a lot more stuff with social distancing. So I've been spending a lot of weekends actually in the Capitol when it's otherwise quieter, because when we're pulling cables around, lift ceiling tiles as we find these various routes through the building. And that can be disruptive. And so we don't want to be in anyone's way. And so there's been a lot of weekend and evening late night work to get all that sort of thing in. And then, you know, it's a big project. And so we have a lot of different parts to get done. And so the project is not fully complete for session. We've focused on what we need to do for COVID. And that's led to some interesting changes. For example, our control rooms are actually spread out across three different rooms. We've converted our TV studio and one of our conference rooms at KTOO into, you know, spaced out control rooms just to kind of spread people apart as much as possible, which is not how they will be eventually. Finally, they will be in kind of one shared space. But, you know, so we've made some changes a little bit in the way the project's going. And once COVID is a little more behind us, then we'll be able to put the finishing touches on everything.
So what have you learned out of a project like this?
You know, there's a lot of interesting nuances, especially working with a building like the Alaska State Capitol building, which is a fairly old building. And you find some interesting things over the years of like, oh, they put a wall in there that clearly was not there before. How are we going to get a cable past that? And things like that. So you run into some little challenges. And then just, you know, the technology capabilities are changing literally through the project. There are elements that when we were working on this in March and ordering equipment, that it did one thing. And now that we're going to air with it, there's a new software version and it does something else cool as well. And so there's, you know, it's definitely, you know, enough work just to keep up with the technology a little bit so that we can maximize it and put it to its best use.
Well, one of the things that it was always kind of entertaining under the old system where you had one cameraman, if something exciting happened at the other side of the room, or, you know, a lawmaker interjected in the middle of testimony, there'd be this swoosh of the camera.
Yeah, when you're recording with a single camera, that camera operator definitely has to be, you know, looking around, and they're looking a lot past the camera as well, not just what they see through the lens, which is, you know, it's different with multiple cameras because you don't have to pan over there. You can have another camera move very even quicker off the air and get to that position. And then you can just kind of cut to it. I think what we'll see is actually a fair number of wide shots here, especially initially, as we, you know, go from one shot to another to give the robots time to move. They can move to preset positions very quickly, which is very handy. But our operators at a distance, you know, they can only see exactly what the cameras see. And we have some interesting challenges by COVID as well. The current rules in the chamber, you know, even as simple as people wearing masks, it's not immediately clear who is speaking. Currently, the plan is that folks won't stand to speak like they normally do. And so instead of, well, it's that one person standing, we can get the camera to them. You know, we're having to figure out, okay, which of these 40 people who is sitting is talking right now? So there'll be a lot of listening for names being called and things like that. Yeah, there's less of that looking around and capability for motion sickness. Some of our crew who are still on our crew now have been with us since 1994. We're pioneers of those very first broadcasts. They're very talented, and even shooting with a single camera, they've, you know, motion sickness is not really an issue, but we were looking around the room a fair amount. We do have a little bit of an unofficial poll going amongst the crew of who's going to be the first to inadvertently move a robotic camera on the air, because when they go to a preset, they move very, very quickly. And so we'll see if we accidentally move a live camera instead of, you know, off the air how we should be moving them.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, that's the beauty of live TV. I mean, it's always exciting, you know, no matter, especially if you love politics. But how widespread is your coverage going to be with this new system?
We cover up to 3 meetings at a time, and that has not changed. And when we're covering a meeting, we're streaming it live to our website at kto.org/gavel. And then we archive everything there so you can watch it later as well. And then on KTO 360 TV, the statewide TV channel, we can broadcast, you know, one thing at a time. And so that's normally a mix of live or things that happened earlier in the day that we're, you know, tape delaying, because you'll inadvertently have 2 meetings at the same time and then nothing for a couple of hours. So we'll show one of those live and then move the other one later. And typically we also archive meetings that we're not covering, but the legislature has been covering with their camera system. And so even if we're not actively using these cameras for a meeting, a lot of those other meetings are also available on the website, so that it's really pretty far reaching in the coverage.
And I suppose its time has come in that this year there will be a lot less access for the public into the Capitol building, depending on how this COVID threat continues to go. So I imagine that this is going to be a real benefit for people this year.
Yeah. And, you know, by the nature of Alaska, we're all very remote from each other as a big state. And that's kind of the core of Gavel Alaska always has been, is this service to make the Capitol accessible to everyday Alaskans. Anyone can turn on the TV during session and watch their legislators in action and then participate. The live call-in testimony programs are kind of like a call-in show, because people watch and then call in and give their opinion and take part in the democratic process. And so from that side of things, we're not really doing anything new. But because of COVID and a lot of people not being able to be in the Capitol who normally might be visiting, it really is more important than ever. And we were very lucky in our timing in that sense, that we have this new capability that lets us do it safely without our crew having to be in there, just as, you know, more people in the building.
All right. Well, thank you, Miko. Enjoyed hearing all about it and looking forward to some great spectator political sports this year.
It's definitely fun to watch. And, you know, even in the control room when we're supposed to be working on something else, it's really easy to just get hooked and watch that meeting that's going on. So definitely worth tuning in for a bit.
Thanks, Miko.